Shalom to all. Today we're learning Zachas Vachim Perk Yedal and Mishnah Alpha Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Astabas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Find Reziv Kol Goin Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing the Isser of Avoid the Bachot. And here are a few more cases. Number one says the Mishnah Paras Chatos Shesrav Chutz Migita. If the Paras Chatos was burned outside of its area, V'chein Sar Mishtalech Shakir Bachot. The Sar Mishtalech was brought outside Potter. In both cases, the person is Potter for Shechita Val Bachot. Now, what are these cases? So Paras Chatos refers to the Parah Aduma, which we know is shechted and brought outside the Beis Hamikdash. It's not brought in the Beis Hamikdash at all. The entire Avodah is brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, and that area is called Gita, which is like its pile of wood, its whole area. And also the Sar Mishtalech is also known as the Sar Lazazel. It's the goat that's thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. This is also brought outside the Beis Hamikdash. So if they were brought Bachotz, meaning they're brought outside their area of Hakrava, they were brought in the wrong place. Obviously they brought outside the Beis Hamikdash, but they were brought in the wrong place. So that fellow's Potter. Shem because the Pasuk says, "Well, Pesach Hayom Mei Lo Yevi'oi." This is the regular Pasuk that refers to Shechita and Ha'ol HaBachotz. And the way it says the Isser is that the person didn't bring it to the entrance of the El Moed, meaning he didn't bring it inside the Mishkan. What do we learn from here? Kol She'inu Roi Lov El Pesach El Moed in Chayav and Olav, that anything that wasn't fit to come to the El Moed anyway, if anyway it's supposed to be brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, so bringing it in the wrong spot outside the Beis HaMikdash is not Mechayav him for Shechita and Ha'ol HaBachotz. Moving on to more cases, Mishnah Beis tells us Harveya, an animal that had relations with a person, Vanirva, an animal that a person had relations with it, Vahamukta, if it was designated to be used as a Vod Zara, Nevad, if it was served as a Vod Zara, Veha Esnan, if this animal is used as payment to a Zayna for his Nusta she provided, Vamechir, or if the animal was exchanged for a dog, Vahakilayim, if this animal was born out of a forbidden mixture of two Asur animals that are not allowed to be mated together, Vahatrefa, if it has one of the Simon and one of the signs that it's a Trefa, Vyotzidaifen, if it was a C-section animal, the stomach of the mother had to be cut open to pull this animal out. In all these cases, Shakrivan Bachotz, if they were brought outside the base of Mikdash, Potter, the fellow's Potter for Shechita and all Bachotz. What do we learn from here? If this animal wasn't right to come in front of Mishkan Hashem, it wasn't right to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so one's not chayiv for shechting it outside the Beis HaMikdash, and all these animals are not allowed to be used as karbonos anyway. So even if it was designated to be used as a karbon, and the person brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's not chayiv for that, because anyway, he wasn't allowed to bring it in Beis HaMikdash in the first place. More examples of this, Bali Mumin, let's say the animal has a blemish, it has a mum. Bain Bali Mumin Kavuin, Bain Bali Mumin Ivrim, whether it's a mum kavua, it's a set mum which is never going to leave the animal, or it's a mum iver, it has this temporary blemish which will go away. In both of these situations, Shekrivim Bachotz, if it was brought outside the Beis HaMikdash Potter, he's Potter, because again, it's the same cloud, it's the same rule, since it can't be brought in the Beis HaMikdash in the first place, because it's a Baal Mum, it has a blemish, so he's not chai for bringing it outside. However, here we have Machlaikas, Rav Shimon says, Bali Mumin Kavuin Potter. If the animal has a mum kavua, it's a set mum, it's a set blemish, it's not going to go away. It's permanent, so then he's Potter. But Ubali Mumin Ivrin, if this animal has a mum Ivr, it's gonna go away eventually, Ivrin Beloy Sase, so then when he shechted or brought it outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's Ivr Eloy Sase. That's because eventually the animal will be able to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash once the mum goes away, and therefore he's not gonna be Chayiv Kares for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he will be Ivr Eloy Sase. Here's another case where we have Machlokes. Now there's different types of birds that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. One is called a Tar, one is called a Ben Yoina, and a Tar is older, and a Ben Yoina is younger. So that's what the Mishnah discusses. Tarim shaloi higiyazmanam. A tar, this bird, that its time has not yet come. It's too young to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. And ubnei yoina sha'avarzmanon. These bnei yoina birds, they're younger ones, the time has passed. They're already too old. Sheikrivim b'chutz, if they were brought outside, potter. Once again, the fellow's potter, because anyway, he can't bring them in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rav Shimon says, it depends. Ben yoina sha'avarzmanon, potter. A ben yoina, that already is too old to be brought, so then the fellow's potter. But the tarim shaloi higiyazmanam, if it's a tar, that it's still too young to be brought as a carbon, Beloisase, he's over Loisase for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because once again, it's the same rule in Reb Shimon, that since eventually it will be able to be brought as a carbon, even though right now it can't be, he's not Chayv Kares, but he is over Loisase. Another din we have, Oisev es Benoi u'mechoser zman. These are two different dinim with animals. Oisev es Benoi literally means it and its son. And this is an Isser Loisase. A person is not allowed to shecht a mother and its child, meaning a parent animal and a child animal, on the same exact day. That's called Oisev es Benoi. Mechoser zman means lacking time. We're going to see more discussion about this in the next Mishnah, but the basic understanding of mechoser zman is that an animal which is less than 8 days old is not allowed to be brought as a carbon from day one of birth up until and including day seven, it's not to be brought as a karbon. So if let's say he did bring oisav as benoy, a mother and child animal on the same day, or mechusar zman, and he did that outside the base of mikdash, pater, he's pater, because again, this was not able to be brought as a karbon anyway inside the base of mikdash. Whereas Rav Shimon once again argues hareza belay saseh over here is going to be ever lay saseh, and here we finally have the explanation in Rav Shimon as we've been explaining the whole time. Shahir Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon says kol shu roy lavi la'achar zman, anything which is roy to come achar zman, meaning after some time, it will be able to be brought as a karbon. Hariz b'loy saseh ve'im b'kares. He's going to be over loy saseh for bringing it outside the base of Mikdash. He's just not going to be chayav kares. However, chomer say kol she'im b'kares, if the person's not chayav kares for bringing it outside the base of Mikdash, im b'loy saseh, so not over loy saseh either. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.